Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. This is happening throughout up to the hour 7. The name is Ray. Welcome to it, man. And of course, this is your show. This is your show for real.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, then. And of course, lots of good music in store. And for the first hour, we'll touch base with Jablan Dominic and also Sipo Polos. We will go through. And we trust that as we do so, the Father will just do good, bless you so much in a mighty way, and that you will enjoy even far much more of the show. You will enjoy even far much more of the show. I want to start with this song. Take this as a message from Christ, who says he knows what you're going through. And he is there all the time. When you need a shoulder to cry on, he's there. Think about that. Let's start with it. First time I heard this song, I was 10 years old. It was played on an LP on a hi-fi. Live at the Carnegie Hall. Billy with us.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
Great song indeed there. The music of Bill Withers. If you need a friend, call me. And that is Christ, man. Call upon his name. He's closer than a brother. He can take care of you in every circumstance. There are places and areas in your life where even those close-knit families cannot touch, you know. But Christ is always there to take care of business. And let me welcome Sipo Polos Khatev is on the line. Sipo, sawon.
Sawon, mfundisi kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani lapho brawam?
Wasibonga ngakho mani siyabingelela mfundisi uJabulani Dominic siyabingelela nabalele emakhaya igameni lenkosi yethu. Amen.
Asithembeke ukuthi konke ku right lapho ekhaya nomakoti ujabulile.
Nazo ke nkosi yami inanga ubambe nje isiphongo la ubukele uyalalela iphone yakhe.
Yeah, man. That's it. Yeah, my daughter. Bujab is driving. He's only going to be with us for the first hour, if possible. But he's driving down to up north, actually. He's driving up north to Mbombela. Jabu!
Yes, my friend. Good thing.
Kunjan got to Aleppo.
Hayi ngiyaphila kakhulu ngomusa umusa kababa singelele kakhulu lapha e-studio ngikwethu Sipho nabalele bonke ngegama laya kusha kamashiya.
Hallelujah. Jabu, I want to say congratulations ndoda yakithi. Congratulations ndoda yakithi for the achievements, you know, for setting up the mark for the graduations. Wow, congratulations ndoda yakithi. Siyabonga.
Amen, amen. Itumulonke kubaba, uwe osikulisayo, uwe osupportayo. Kakul also the support, my friend. Lady is from the best. So,
Asibindelele nkosazana, asibindelele.
Ya, ngiyakuzwa, ngiyakuzwa.
Amen, amen, my friend. So, siyabonga kakhulu.
Yeah. Angazi kungena enye ifile nami engayazi la ithi sibingelele inkosazana thi ngibona ukuthi ha ikuphi inkosazana ikhulunywa ngayo hayi yabona. All right, hey madodhe, and then of course also today we are going to talk about the essence of obedience. We are at a time where the obedience of many people is going to be put to the test.
Yeah.
You know, today I was talking about what you love is what you do. Lento yenzayo into ithandayo.
Kakhulu mfundisi.
Angeke ukuthi angithande ukubhema lokuphaquza.
Ah-ah.
Angeke ukuthi angithande
lapho.
Angeke ukuthi angithande utshwala lokuthola ama blackout.
Eish.
Yeah.
Omunye umfana obhemayo uke wathi, "Yazini, I want to say to the youth, don't even try this." Uyabona? Ngithi how? Vele vele awuyithandi le nto. No, I don't like it. Hayi kusasa bekabopha futhi.
Ah.
Izolo. Hayi man. Uyayibona? So we are talking about obedience, the essence of it, which means the importance of obedience. Ngiyazi abanye abantu bazothi obedience yini. But I'm not asking that question. I know you know that question and we all know that question. But what is the essence? What is the benefit and what is the importance of obedience? The word should say with regards to that. What is the importance of obedience? What is the essence of obedience? This is to submit to a request or demand of the Father. Number one, Genesis 17 verses 9, and Yahuwah said to Abraham, "As for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your essence and your descendants after you throughout their generations." He says, you and your descendants shall keep my covenant. That is the call to obedience. And then he says, so that he can sustain generations that are after him. So that generations that are after him can be sustained. In the very same commandments, "You shall keep my covenant so that your future generations can be sustained in the same covenant that the Father has with Abraham." The essence of obedience there is the sustenance of the covenant that the Father has with Abraham. Jabu, what comes to mind? Sipo.
I'm still here.
Oh, you're still here. Did you hear my question, Jabu?
Yes, about Abraham. So the essence of obedience.
Yes. Go on. What's the essence?
Yeah. No, thanks very much, my friend. So a great topic indeed. You know, we give Yahuwah, Elohim, all the glory to be able just to teach us. So we are judging also a very exemplary person when it comes to Abraham about obedience. At some point, the Father calls him, sacrifice his only son. And we know that this is the son that he had prayed for and waited for. But God called for him to offer the very son. You know, something that is dear to you, my friend, that you waited for years to have it and enjoy it. But God called it back to him. It's not an easy, you know, thing to do. So, but we see Abraham being obedient. Being obedient by listening to the Father, taking the very son to the mountain to sacrifice him. And the rest is just a blessing because of he didn't even end up sacrificing the very son. The Father just wanted to reveal the future about the Messiah who is to come and save us all, you know. So also our obedience is not just, it's to open great opportunities when it comes to the Father. It's to open great blessings for us. It's not that the Father wants to take from us. It's not that the Father is lacking something. But it's because he wants to open more doors of blessing towards us through obedience. So obedience, the essence of obedience is for the Father to open doors of opportunity, doors of blessing. You know, and also for us, you know, like to be able to fulfill his will. We can never without obeying him and taking, you know, his instruction that he gives to us. So it's very important. That's the importance of obedience. For us, you know, to keep the command and also to fulfill the will of the Father, and also to be open to the blessings that their Father has put in store for. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate. You know what I see also in that is that the essence of obedience is the sustenance of the covenant. He says, "As for you, you shall keep the commandments of my covenant." And this should be also to your generations and the generations after you, which means obedience in this case would sustain them in being in the covenant with the Father, even the generations after them. This is a benefit that is generational. It is amazing. 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. I'm talking to Jablan Dominic. He's driving up north to Mbombela and also Sipopolos. We are touching base on this, the issue of the essence, importance of obedience. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say.
Masimdumise hoqo ngecawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no Ayanda Nenemba. Siyathandaza, siyadumisa, sitya ilizwi nobungqina kuKristu. Let's praise him ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Faith and love on the airwaves. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
All right, we are talking about the essence of obedience, what it is even all about. We are also taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Sawubona Dumela, hi. Okay, I seem to have lost that one. Let me come back to you, Sipo. Now, when we talk about the essence of obedience, this is just amazing, man. I am looking at Deuteronomy 26:16. This day, the Elohim, Yahuwah, commands you to observe these statutes and judgments. Therefore, you shall be careful to observe them with all your heart and with all your soul. Now, the essence of obedience in this case is a genuine transformation where now your heart and your soul become attached to the words of the living Father. Sipo?
That's very true indeed, Fundish. Remember, the transformation, it comes only if we obey God's word. And God's word is at work in our heart and in our mind only if we are bind to it. And it is truthfulness because it also helps us so that the glory and the kind of God could stay in us. When it comes to us, it transforms us only if we don't become hearers of the word, but become doers of the word. It is truthfulness. It's very, very important to open this way. There are many benefit out of it, if I can call it. Number one, for Exodus chapter 19, verse 5, written, now if you obey me fully and keep my command, then out of all the nations, you will be my treasured possession.
Yeah.
In other words, we become the treasure of God. In other words, God can boast that we are his treasure. Why? It is because we obey his word. And that is why it's very, very important as to keep God's word so that we become the treasure. Hey, so it is very profound to be treasured by God, to be valued by God. And remember, when we become the treasure of God, God will protect us. No one has a faith that simply just display and I protect. No. He will always make sure his treasure, that is us, when we obey him, he will make sure he assigns angels for divine protection. So that we his treasure. It's a sign of saying we love you. Remember, when we love God, it's not to be there, no. It's when we do what he says. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 1. Love the Lord your God and keep his requirements and his decree and his law and his command and his command that is always said unto you.
Yes.
Logo gimfundi sigang verse 11, number 1, verse 2. Umunkulu ngithi ngiyamthanda. Ngamanye amazwi ngizogcina imithetho yakhe. So when he sees me doing that, it means I love him.
Yeah.
If I say I love you, whatever you say and ask from me, I must becoming the one who cooperates.
Yeah.
In other words, essence of obedience, it's a sign of saying, we love you, Lord. And number three, essence of obedience, which I still want to remain in the love.
John chapter 15, verse 9. It is, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. Mm. So when we love the Lord, and also if you want to remain in that love, we must become the people who always love. Because Unkulunkulu just commands that we must love, even love our enemies. And we are convinced that we become abantu obedient ezwini lakhe and ukumlalela lokukodwa. It makes us to be valued before God. And last mfundisi ngifuna ukufunda ku Deuteronomy chapter 28. How that one mfundisi ngibona ngama blessings order la kuvela khona ukuthi there are many benefits la khona uma simlalela uNkulunkulu ukuthi kwenzakalani. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1 nje uma uqala ukuthi umulalela nokulalela uzodlo kuhle kweswe. If you listen close to what Adonai God says and observing and obeying all his misword, which has given to you today, Adonai your God will raise you higher above all the nations on earth. Ngamanye amazwi, benefit and essentials of this ukulalela ukuthi uNkulunkulu honor you akwenze ube ngaphezu kwazo zonke izizwe ezikhona emhlabeni. Ngamanye amazwi mfundisi, uma ngilalela uNkulunkulu kunesibusiso sokuthi nje ngizoba ngothanda uNkulunkulu angibeke kwi higher rank kwephezu kwazo zonke izizwe, and uma izizwe zonke zomhlaba zihlangene number one. Why? Because I obey God, I keep his command.
Absolutely, absolutely. The essence is also the benefits that he will put there. We are talking about the essence or the importance of obedience these days. Are we seeing obedience as important as we ought to? Or we've tend to look at it in another way? It's no longer that important. We are just going to church, man. You know, sometimes we find people have relegated obedience to just church hopping or going to churches. And that is where the problem is. Because obedience is about the will of the Father and doing the will of the Father. The essence of obedience is his will. Now, he said to them, set your hearts on all the words which I testify among you today, which you shall command your children to carefully observe all the words of this law. That is Deuteronomy 32, verses 46. The essence of obedience is that we learn and understand the law, and therefore we are able to build communities and nations that stand in the law. If we are not obedient, we won't be able to build communities that stand in the law. Jabu, my friend.
Indeed, my friend, you know, without that, it means we also do not have the law as the foundation for everything that we do. Because, you know, the scripture or the word of the Father is our foundation. But without that, if we are disobedient towards his instructions, his laws, therefore there is no way that he can use us even to lead, even to guide, to counsel, you know, kings of this world. But if we are obedient towards his instructions, then we are in a position where he can trust us. Just also, you know, to support my friend, there's a scripture that you read today, John 14:23.
Yes.
Also, my brother Sipu spoke about it, you know, that also it's a sign of love to obey the Father. It's a sign to say that really how much we love him. It says, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching.
Yes.
You know, so it means when you love the Father, you will obey his teaching. You won't question them. You won't even try to reason them. Because at some point, especially nowadays, there are so many doctrines, philosophies that people are believing in. It's easy even to challenge, end up challenging the instructions of the Father instead of just obeying. When it comes to the instructions, it's how high can I jump? It's not to ask, you know, like to question the Father. It's just obey. Even if you don't understand, even if you, like, it's against your will, it's against your flesh, and it's against your family, your culture, whatever, if the Father has spoken, you must take it as it is and keep it as it is. That's obedience. And you can never do that without his love grounded or rooted in your heart. But if you love him, you will trust his instructions. You will know that the Father will not lead me, he will never tell me to do something that will lead me to destruction, because he loves me. You will do it peacefully and wholeheartedly because of you have that relationship of trust and obedience in him. Therefore, that is obedience also. When we are able to really display our love through, you know, taking heed in his instructions and keeping them and living according to them and displaying them, as you have speaking about building communities, that even he leads us to lead people to success. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. Let's take a call. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Ke Amanda go le Thabile.
Dumela, aus Amanda.
Ke re wa itse re keng e tsosa ka jeno. Kana pastor re tsonde re itse gore this God is our provision, he's our protector.
Yes.
He's our healer. So if you walk in obedience with him, kana le di benefits. A tla ha bala mo Leviticus 25. Verse 18, it will follow my decree and be careful to obey my laws.
Yeah.
And you will live safely in the land. So yes. Our protection is at them for. You don't need security for that. You are protected. So already, Mudimu is going to be protection. And then, as a provision, the land will yield its fruit and you will eat. Still, sure. You will eat your fill and live is there in safety. We will let nothing. I hear Bible are blessed with glory. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Than sacrifice, yes, yes.
So kale bo ga ke re nna fela ke ntse ke re fela ke re a re tsarele mo modimo re a metse modimo rena ke modimo o philang ke modimo wa dike wa reng ga a ntshalentse wa lithala mara go bona gore le a diragala bebele e riyalo
ka nnete mme ka nnete
wow a re neng re mo tsapagaleng ka maphelo rena re mo tsapagaleng ka everything re na le yona and how about more because more people that people wanna do are I was young and now I am old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begin bread. More talking that thing.
Can it? Kaleboha Kaitzedi, thank you so much. Kaleboha, thank you. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We are talking about the essence, the importance of obedience and how at times our attitude has become when it comes to obedience. Sipo, let me bring this to you. Now, obedience is amazing. In Joshua chapter 1, verses 8, and it says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all, underline the word all, according to all that is written in it, not half. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. The essence of obedience is that it directs us to our progress and to our success, all in good time. Sipo, what's your take?
That's very true indeed, Mfundis. Remember, we are blessed only if we keep and obey God's way. And that's where we allow or we open, blessing for ourselves. When you want us to be blessed indeed, we must become to us and keep us of God's word so that we can see him fulfilling his divine promises unto us. And Nkulunkulu is so faithful, he's not a man to lie. To keep his command. And another thing from this, the importance of obeying God's word, Uguti will protect us from this, wherever we go. Verse 28, you will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country.
Yeah.
In other words, wherever place that I'm in, I'll be walking under his protection. Number three, I mean, number verse 40, the fruits of your womb will be blessed.
Mm.
Even my children, if I obey Izgankulungulu, they will be blessed.
Mm.
As well as the product, I mean, the product of your land and the offspring of your livestock, the calves and the heads and the lamb of your flocks. Number verse 5, Uti, your basket and kneading bowl will be also blessed. You will be blessed when you go in, and you will be blessed when you go out. Now, verse 7, Uti, the Lord will cause the enemies who rise against you to be defeated before you. They will march out and will, in one direction, but will flee from you in seven directions. The Lord will decree a blessing on your burden, on your pants, and on everything which you have put on your hand. The Lord your God will bless you in the land, and he will give you, and the land he is giving you.
Mm.
And last thing, Romans chapter 28, verse 12, okay. The Lord will open the heaven and abandon storehouse to send you rain on your land in a season to bless all the work of your hand.
Hmm.
You will lend to many nations, but borrow from none. Hmm. Those are the blessings and essence of obedience.
Yeah. We are talking about the essence of obedience, what this is all about. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Like I said, I know Jabulani is driving. I want to give him ample time to drive safely. Jabu, let me bring this last question to you. Now, when we talk of obedience again, I'm looking at 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. It says, so Samuel said, has the Elohim as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Elohim? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. So here, the benefits of obedience is that it brings us to the highest important point of life. Greater than sacrifices, greater than wealth, you know? It's greater than services, greater than wealth. It puts us to the highest echelon of living. What say you, Jabu?
No, thank you very much, my friend. You are very right there. You know, it's one of actually the measures that the Father uses to test our hearts, obedience. It's one of his measurements. If the Father is really going to trust you with anything, he's going to test you through obedience.
Yeah.
And then he can give you wealth or riches or whatever that you are desiring. But the only thing that he's going to use as a measure, if you can be trusted, is obedience. Are you going to be obedient? Now, you are mentioning a very important thing about having to neglect this key aspect for us to relate to the Father, which is obedience.
Yeah.
But, you know, substituting it with ourselves, with things, thinking that things can replace us. Maybe material things, maybe, you know, like our hands, you know, like sometimes exactly as what happened in the Christianity context, that they substituted obedience with sacrifices, you know, because when they were doing the sacrifices, Saul even said it was you know, like sort of an offering to him. But the Father had not instructed him to offer. He had instructed him to obey.
Yeah.
That is why he said at the end, obedience is better than sacrifice. You know. So it means if we try to substitute the obedience with things, there are people, my friend, who sometimes don't go to church.
Yeah.
You know. But they give, you know? And because they give, they feel like they can do anything in the church without even being part of the church. Like the pastor listens to people without even in their absentia, but he listens to them. He puts things according to them.
because of they give. And big money, my friend. I'm talking about millions of rands. You know, I'm talking about millions of rands that they give these people to the church. So they've substituted the obedience, you know, for them, because the Father wants us. That is why he says, offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing. Not your money, not your wealth, not your riches, not other things but yourself. He wants you on the altar. And it's easy for us to want to substitute ourselves for things. And that's disobedience. And he says, obedience is better than sacrifice. He's not looking for a bull. He's not looking for a goat. He's not looking for a calf. His son has been made the once and for all sacrifice that is perfect. There is nothing more that we can give now, more than what already he has given. He wants us. He wants us. Our lives. And if we give our lives, that is obedience to him. But if we're still trying to substitute ourselves for things, you know, money, our talent, gifts, whatsoever that we think that can take our place, that's disobedience. And it's like a sin of witchcraft because of, you know, we do not want the Father to control us, but we want to control him through things. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Chabu. And Sipho, let me bring this to you just after this. And I trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let me hear from you.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
What is the essence of obedience, or the importance of obedience? What is the importance of obedience? I dwell especially there. What is the importance, the essence of obedience? I need to hear from you as to what you say with regards to this. You can drop us a voice note, 082-657-2729. And you can give us also, leave us a WhatsApp message, 082-657-2729. Otherwise, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. Now, Sipho, when we talk about the essence of obedience, check this one. Check this one. In Psalm 119, verse 166, it says, Yahuwah, I hope for your salvation, and I do your commandments. So the essence of obedience there, we see obedience is doing the commandments, ne? But the essence of obedience there is the hope of a life that is saved by Christ. The hope in a life that is saved by Christ. Amazing, isn't it?
For sure, Mfundisi, that's our salvation. Remember, if we only do what is expected of us, then his salvation and his fulfillment of his word unto us, it's going to be 100% correct. Only if we obey him. And God is not man to lie, as I mentioned earlier on, Mfundisi. But he keeps his promises, and his word are always yes and amen.
And Mfundisi,
the benefit and essence of obedience. Good Mfundisi, the Lord watches over those who obey him. According to Psalm 83, verse 18. Good, whenever we become his do us of his word, or when we obey his word, he will always watches over us. And secondly, he will always take care of those who obey him. We must find out Psalm 37, verse 18. He will always take care of us. And that informs which he will also give what. Okay, let me find a little. God give us what we ask for because we obey God's command. According to 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. Whenever we becoming obedient to God's word, he'll always give what we ask from him. and the ukusho mabomu umpostoli uJohane ngoba azi ukuthi uma sazi ukuthi khona sicela kuNkulunkulu uma simlalela singacela nanoma yini uzosenzela. So the very very important thing kule kulama verse futhi ngifundisa ukuthi emafundini ukuthi we must be obedient kuNkulunkulu, and nathi njengabazali when our children obey to obey us kunezinto esibazenze esibenzela zona bangasicelanga, how much more our God, ukuthi when we become obedient to his words, there are things that we won't even ask from him. He will always give it unto us because we are pleasing to him. Pleasing him. And last thing from this is, always obey the Lord and your God, you'll be happy.
Mm.
According to Proverbs chapter 28, verse 14, make good news transition. Mm. Amen.
I hear you quite well. And let me give Ujabu the last session because he said he's going to be with us only within this hour because he's driving. And we trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends, you and I are.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Your daily companion, Radio Pulpit it is. You can send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. You can drop us a voice note. Also on the WhatsApp, 0826572729, talk to us directly there. We're talking about the importance of obedience or the essence of obedience. How essential is obedience in our lives these days? Now, I'm looking also at Isaiah chapter 50, verses 10. It says, "Who amongst you fears the Elohim? Who obeys his voice? Who obeys the voice of his servant? Who walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Elohim and only rely upon Yahuwah." Now, the essence there of obedience is found in the last two sentences of that verse. It says, let him trust in the name of the Elohim and rely upon him. In other words, our trust in the Father. When we obey him, the essence is that our trust in the Father grows. Our reliance in the Father also grows. And that is what makes obedience important. If we obey the Father, our trust in him and our reliance on him grows. Jabu, what do you say, sir?
Thank you very much, my friend. Indeed, you know, we are in a relationship with the Father.
Mm.
And it seems like obedience is really a very important sort of virtue to keep us connected to the Father and
yeah.
also build our relationship with the Father, as you are saying, even the relationship of trust.
Mm.
For the Father to come to a point where he can really work with us in his things. Like, trust you with everything, trust you with a responsibility because mm. of obedience.
Mm.
But without mm. obedience, it's not really easy for the Father.
Mm.
You know, you can find out that you've got all the gifting, talent, qualification,
yeah.
and everything, but you cannot be trusted because of you are not obedient. So, obedience is really one of the virtues that we really want. Because to really allow the Father to cultivate. Because of, without it, there is not much that the Father can do with you. Also, I was reading James chapter 1, verse 32, he says, you know, like to not be any distance to the word, deceiving yourself, you know, but do it or do what it says.
Yeah.
So the Father, when he speaks, it's not just to entice our ears, like false prophets. It's because of he demands reaction from us. We must act. It means we must do his will. We must not just be the hearers of the word, but we must also be the doers of the word. You know, these days, even my friends, we live in the times where Uncle Muntu is the child of God. Sometimes you ask yourself, how? Don't have your ocean training, not to go to. There's even this challenge with it. We listen and we don't judge. So everyone is the judge of the Father, regardless of their lifestyle, regardless of their behavior, regardless of, you know, the kind of a life that they live about. But now you can just come by with some better. But this is like it's the agenda now. Or the shining, as Kubekas and the little of the university. He loves us all. God for us all. Hallelujah. But he says we must not just be mere listeners, but we must do what he says. That's what identifies the child of God. They do what he says because of their inner relationship of love and trust, as you were saying, my friend, with him. They know they cannot disappoint him by doing otherwise. Disappointment to the Father. He said, I must do this and I'm doing this. You know, he's surprised. But if I'm in a relationship with the Father and I love him and I obey him, whether I am in a year function or wherever I am, I represent him well. And I also keep his command and do as he says. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much, my friend. Please drive safely there. We love you so much. And arrive safely there. I will check on you at the top of the next hour. Uguthi uhambe kahle now. Drive safely, sir.
Thank you very much, my friend. I really appreciate that. I've learned a lot also. Really, God bless you also. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Yeah. Thank you so much, Chablan Dominic there. And of course, I'm left with Sipho Paulos. And much of the time, Sipho, people don't look into the essence. And today I just want to look into the essence. Jeremiah 7 verses 23, it says, "But this is what I command them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your Elohim. And you shall be my people, and walk in my ways. That I have commanded, that it may be well with you." What is the essence of obedience there? Is that when we obey him, we truly now are called by him as his own.
Hey.
Asclaim ukuthi no, ngumvangeli wakuphi kuphi. Eh. Kusho yena njengoba asho ngoKristu, kuvuleka amazulu athi, "Le indodana yami
engithokozile ngayo."
Hilaleleni. Uyayibona? Kodwa uma ungamobey, uzokhuluma kanjani lokho?
Hawu Nkosi.
Uzophilonga esontweni. Uzoba ne-experience yobuzalwane. Uzobe wazi ukuthi kungena ingoma ezi-3 zokushesha bathi praise, ezoku-3 ezi-slow bathi worship, kuba ne-offering bese kuba ne ubufakazi bese from there kungena inceku.
Yeah, isonto kuphela.
Bese kuyaphunywa, uyahamba ekhaya yodla i-color film, uthatha imoto yakho soyoyigeza lapha egarage ubukela amantombazana. Iye mangaza leto. Because you are not his, so you will belong to someone else, but you don't belong to him. What I like about the essence of obedience is that now we have a sense of belonging. We can say to him, Abba, Father. We are born. We can say, yes, the essence of it is that spirit of adoption where we are able to say, Abba, Father. What comes to mind, my friend?
That's powerful. It reminds me of the scripture from Romans chapter 8, if I'm not mistaken. That says Abba.
Yeah.
Always plead on our behalf.
Yeah,
we always pray on our behalf. Why? And because finally fellowship, because we love him, we keep his word. Ngamanye amazwi ukuthanda uNkulunkulu sigcina izwi lakhe kusenza sibe ngabantwana bakhe. And uma siba ngabakhe mfundisi, we are his apple, I mean the apple of his eye, man. He'll always sustain us, as you mentioned earlier on. He'll always treasure us. He'll always remain in his love. He'll always be transformed by his word. In other words, there are many benefits of ulalela uNkulunkulu. Listeners, ekusimlaleleni uNkulunkulu, kunezibusiso eziningi kakhulu. And kunezinye imfundiso engiyijekile la nginazo eziwu-7 esezwini. Kuthi so, I mean, kuGenesis chapter 12. Verse 1, verse 3. La khona uNkulunkulu ethi kuAbraham akaphuma ezweni lako ehlotsheni zakhe aye la uNkulunkulu athi aye khona. Ingako, when we obey God, it brings blessing in us. Loko sikubona kuAbraham ukuthi waphuma ehlotsheni zakhe, God bless him. And also uma sibheka kuJosefa mfundisi, kwi-ishu kaJosefa when sifunda uGenesis chapter 39, verse 2 to verse 4. La khona waphupha iphupho kuchapter 37, watshela abafowabo bamzonda kakhulu. But sithola lapha kuGenesis 39, verse 2 to verse 4. La khona uNkulunkulu again futhi ne-favor kubantu. Yingako, obedience attracts a favor with God and with men. And simbonile uNkulunkulu emenza uJosefa ethandwa ngabantu, futhi simbona emenzela umusa elaphaya phakathi endlini kaPotifa, embonisa ifavor ayoba i-prime minister on the foreign land. Why? It is because of the obedience. And that importance, i-obedience ilet healing. Sibuka indoda kuthiwa unamani. Wanikeza ukuthi hayi ndoda awuhambi uyogeza emfuleni othile ku-Second King chapter 5 verse 1 to verse 14. Nakhona sibona khona ukuthi when he obeyed uprofeti, hayi Nkosi yami, he was totally healed. Ngamanye amazwi, nathi when we obey God's word, we invite healing. Uma uNkulunkulu simlalela, angeke ajabule ukuthi bangilalela kodwa bayagula. No, it is bringing healing. And fourth mfundisi, ukulalela Nkosi yami, it brings prosperity. Job 36 verse 11, la khona sibola khona uJobe alalela uNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu embusisa 10 times what he lost. Why? Because emlalela uNkulunkulu. Yingakho iprosperity yethu ayikho nje ukuthi hhayi thina prosperous, not call them a magic. So, no, when we keep God's word, we have become prosperous. I mean, we feel the prosperity. And fifth, deliverance. According to Exodus chapter 14, verse 21, verse 22. But when we obey God, the body deliverance. You know, go from chapter 14, verse 14, and sikubona lokho uma abantwana bakaNkulunkulu bemlalela uNkulunkulu, ngoba umathi le impakusiyona eyenu ingeyami. It is because uNkulunkulu uyabona ukuthi labantu they obey my command, and when they obey my command, I must act on their behalf. I must fight all their battles. I must be the God who protects them. I become a shield to them. In other words, it's a totally deliverance through the obedience. And was two components. We conquer failures. Begging the Abaga Simon Petro, look at chapter 5, chapter 1, I mean, verse 1 to verse 10. Lakona, which is a bolega umkumbiga Petro, in Kosam, at Naremela Bakamama. And then Naleskati, Esebuens, the Shumaeli, Useti, Tatage in Etalako, only Paul, the Eguchulain. Uthiwa wabambi inhlanzi ezingaka nani mfundo. Imagine nje ukuthi umathi launch to the deep. UPetro azothi hayi Nkosi thina sashika, hayi stafuni. But through the obedience of Peter, Nkosi yami, he launched the net to the deeper part. Wabambi inhlanzi, ngamanye amazwi ifailure wayenayo from the beginning ukuthi akabambanga inhlanzi. Yabonakala a conquerisha through the obedience that he had. Ngoba uJesu ekhuluma nature, listen. And last mfundisi, sibona futhi uma silalela uNkulunkulu, obedience brings also ama miracles in us. Uma sibheka wesifazane waseZarap,
Second Kings, and First King chapter 17, verse 8 to verse 16. Ila kona sibona kona kuti uma lo wesifazane elalela Nkosi yami, bathi yenda. Thatha izithi yoboleka kumakhelwane. Uvalele lamadodana akho.
Hey madodana.
Walalela nje kodwa akazange afule belo rezina. Nanali isikhathi bathi nje phakela mina kuqala. Ukumlalela nje athi ayiphakela mina kuqala athi hayi isinkwa sami sokugcina ngizodla bese ngiyafa. Obedience kulokuthi Jesus athi umprofeti athi yenzela mina kuqala. He obeys that. Akuzange mfundisi kwaphela ukudla. That is why kubalulekile njengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Let us obey God's word because it brings a miracle to us. And we overcome our failures and get the deliverance and the prosperity, the healing in our body and in our spirit, and we also becoming favored by God. And also for this, we are blessed.
Yeah. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Drop us a voice note. We want to hear from you. What is the essence, the importance of obedience? I see the benefits. Usipho yakhuluma ngazo. I see that. And I see also the benefits. And we also speak about the importance. Why is obedience so important? Why is it emphasized in our walk with the Father? Why does the Father emphasize obedience? This is what I want to know. Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. In the meantime,
share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Mfundisi wamina.
Asibingelele pastor, asibingelele nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit umsakazo wetindzaba letithokotisako. Manje ka pastor incwadi nika Luka isahluko sokuchaza sibili uverse 51. Ethi wahla nabo Nazareno wabalalela wakhula emuseni naselwazini wakhula emuseni naselwazini wabalalela obese uyakhula ngokuba lokulalela mfundisi ikona lokho okusenza mfundisi wami sibe sesikhula mfundisi lokulalela mfundisi ikona lokho kusenza ukuthi sigcine izwi leli lika nkulunkulu lokumfundisi wami labo bonke laba ababa na holy oil mfundisi na ne holy water kubangiwe ukuthi bangalilaleli izwi mfundisi ngokuba uJesu mfundisi akasho ukuthi ngcweliswe ngamanzi uthi singcweliswe ngalelizwi leli asitshele lona leli esilizwile lelizwi mfundisi ileni namanje likhona leli kuba umfosolo Paulo kuba umfosolo wakadebe kuba umfosolo wakadebe nomfosolo Pastor Jabulani ibona lelizwi leli lisashunyayelwa mfundisi ukuze sibe kahle sibe ngabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu kufuna sililalele lelizwi mfundo lelizwi libe seliyasikhulisa sibe ngabantu lisifikise emuseni kaNkuluNkulu manje uma sesemuseni kaNkuluNkulu umusa kaNkuluNkulu uhamba phambili kwethu kana mambo pastor
kana mambo mfundo samina na kenza.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Here's this one from Umfundisi Philip Masango saying, Nkosi, obedience is to submit your mind, spirit, and your heart to your creator completely. Nkosi, the servants of the devil one or the evil one, they are obedient to their king of darkness. We witness that in our streets, even in some of the houses of praise. Eish. In our streets, even in the houses of praise. Hi, my dad. iyangithusa angazi uma kube nina inithusi na
Thu Ncembe ukuyihamba nawe le ndlela yobomi hlala umamele tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well. Send us your voice note. Let's hear what you say. I want to specifically focus on the very issue. What's the essence of obedience? You can speak about the importance. You can speak about the value. You can speak about the worth of obedience. You can also touch on the benefits of obedience, because all these are talking about the essence of obedience. Let's hear what you say. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. That's 082-657-2729. Or you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Mam Maureen.
Ke go dumedisa, Brother Ray. Brother Ray le khoti, ke go dumedisa le bitselo le matla la mophusi wa ka ile yena Jesu Kriste wa Nazareth.
Thank you, ma'am.
Na wa tsiba nna ke a mothega monnaka. Na monnaka o go ZCC. Zion Christian Church. Eske tlisitse lentso barking? God is the judge. Na ke mo thega batho. Bona ba bina ba mboba. Are mbogo mbogo. Ai ai bar mbogo. Ba shapa manyanya tsa mbogo. Ba bina mbogo bar mbogo mbogo. Are ai ai mbogo. Pele madlozi man ba rwala ditukwana ba apara uniform wa batsibanda watsibanda ba ri kariki ga apara uniform wena brother Ray le nna nka ya apara uniform opsha nna ke amegetse morana Jesu ka yana ka mophulisi waka bona ba bina mbogo mbogo bona ba bina ba mbogo mbogo ai 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 mbogo mbogo ai 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 mbogo nna ke a mo supporta monna ka batho ke a mo supporta Zion Christian Church goba lentswe la modimo le re monna le mosadi ke bona ba diang ngwana so nna ke a mo supporta monna ka batho le gona no le gona jaanong o ile kerekeng le ga ba re ka kerekeng o a ya kerekeng nna ke dutse ka mo ntong wena my brother in the Lord ke ka ntong ke lebelele le dipitsa nna ke a mo supporta a ba diang mbogo wa bona ke a diang mbogo wa bona thats why ke na ka na le mmina thoke ba re Mona, 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 mona,
Yo.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.